President Donald Trump has reinstated a ban on providing federal money to international groups that perform abortions or provide any information about the option. The US policy cuts off all funding to overseas non-government organisations whose work is in any way associated with abortions. Thomas Bain, a student at the University of California, San Diego, studying political science, has his say on Donald Trump's global gag rule.
Clinton in the last election because obviously I'm more in line with the Democrats just for the sense of social movement. I think it's a better option than Republicans, but I think both are deeply flawed, both are deeply corrupt.
Thomas thinks that on a cultural level, there is a real importance for having a female president as a role model for young girls. But with Trump's policies on abortion, Thomas highlights the dangers.
I mean, obviously, like, abortion happens regardless whether or not it's legal or not, and providing a safe and healthy way to do it, you know, reduces crime or poverty. I think it's awful. It's obviously something that needs to be available. You have a 70-year-old white man who was raised in a totally different culture and environment. I'm not saying it's okay, but it's kind of understandable while a far-right Christian, you know, man who doesn't ever seem to respect women would decide it was his right to take that right away from other people. Again, not a good thing, but it seems like you could have seen this coming.
The ban, introduced by Ronald Reagan in 1984, also means cuts to family planning programs and limited access to contraception, which as a result leads to more unwanted pregnancies. Cuts would also mean fewer cervical screenings and prenatal checkups, as well as HIV support programs. Steph Key, who studies politics at the University of Sheffield, is outraged at Donald Trump's decision.
I think the reinstatement of the global gag rule by Donald Trump is a sign of his absolute disregard for disadvantaged people, and especially disadvantaged women, and especially people of colour who will be disproportionately affected by this inside and outside of the USA. Like, it was so inspiring to be there, and because of it I'm planning to get more involved on an active level within my community. Women won't sit down and take what he throws at us. We're half of the population, like, we're going to get something done.
With the other policies that Trump has implemented recently, Thomas is anxious for the future of the United States.
I'm just frightened. I'm really, truly frightened about where this country is heading. And in fairness, this country has always been an expansionist empire that pretends it isn't one. But everything I could possibly say about Donald Trump has been said by everyone else. You know, he's a textbook narcissist. He's deciding to make a lot of decisions for people that I don't think he's necessarily qualified to make. And I think he's leading this country towards an end goal that I really find frightening. Again, frightens me, and I don't think the sort of extreme backlash that is happening is necessarily helpful.